Hello, this is Shannon Doucet, first degree black belt here at Changing Lives Martial Arts. I wanted to speak with you today about our upcoming testing cycle. Every cycle, we have a different life skill that we teach students, and this life skill will be honesty. Honesty is the first step to an abundant life. I'm also going to discuss with you our curriculum that we'll be working with our students. Our Tiger and Beginner students will be learning the Orange Belt form, also known as Sangam 2. Sangam 2 has 23 moves in it. There are different techniques that we're going to be going over with our students, including how to do outer forearm blocks, the dynamics of the round kick, which would be chambering, pivoting, when the knee is aligned with the hip, when to extend, and how the hip, the knee, and the foot need to be in a straight line. We will also be breaking down back stances. Many of our students find it difficult with how the hip is sitting over the back foot in this specific stance. Weapons that we're going to be going over with our Tiger and Beginner students will be the single Bong Bong Yi or short stick. So the cycle, we will be breaking down how to use the Bong Bong Yi. We'll be teaching them the 9 angle strikes, and we will be doing a 1-4 partner count with partners. This works on wrist movements. It also is a practical weapon next to the bow staff. For instance, you can use a pipe or a stick in real practical terms. This will work on hand-eye coordination and will also be working with both hands. Our advanced belt students will be doing the brown belt form, also known as Zheng Zheng 1. This form has 44 moves. Different techniques that we'll be teaching our students this cycle will be doing a jump outside crescent kick, which works the hip. This is also going to be the first time that our students will be doing double low blocks versus twin low blocks. Twin means both arms that are doing the same thing. Double means each arm is doing something different. The weapon that our students will be doing will be the double Bong Bong Yi. This also will be working on their wrist, just like how it is with a single one. The difference is that they will be using 2 Bong Bong Yis at the same time. This is more complex because they will need to use both hands at the same time, thus increasing the difficulty of the hand-eye coordination. Our students will also be going back to doing board breaks this cycle. This will be required at testing. Our beginner students will be doing a hand technique and a foot technique. Their hand technique will be a reverse elbow strike, and their foot technique will be a round kick. For our advanced students, they will also be doing a hand and foot technique. Hand technique will be a back elbow strike, and foot technique will be the jump round kick. We also have been able to add in our leadership classes onto our schedule, so our leadership students will be working with the Gum Do or sword. They will be learning to toss up, catch, how to remove and replace the sword back into the sheath, and we will be learning different fancy moves. With the moves that they are given in their classes, they will create their own creative form. We are very excited to have our students starting their new testing cycle and can't wait to see all the awesome things that they will be doing as they work towards getting their next belt rank. Thanks so much for listening. You can visit us at atakick.com, and we look forward to seeing you.